invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A very busy start to California's wildfire season. Winds and brush helping to fuel the flames. About a dozen fires are burning statewide. One of the biggest is north of Los Angeles. 2 days after a deadly shooting in a city park, police in Round Rock, Texas, near Austin, are still looking for a suspect.
Police have only a vague description of the person who opened fire on a crowd at a Juneteenth festival in a city park and was the result of an argument minutes earlier. But the two people who were killed had nothing to do with it. Investigators hoping someone captured video of the shooter have offered a $5,000 reward.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is set to issue more than 175,000 pardons today for marijuana convictions. They will be for low-level pot possession charges, according to officials. The Kremlin announcing that Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit North Korea for a two-day visit. Israel's military announcing it will pause fighting during the daytime hours in part of southern Gaza. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Baraboo is set to have its first community celebration of Juneteenth on Wednesday. Juneteenth commemorates the official end of slavery in the United States. Near the end of the Civil War, Union troops marched into Texas and, according to the National Museum of African American History and Culture, helped to free 250,000 enslaved African Americans. Madison Area Technical College collaborated with Antoine Hallman, a Green Bay resident and pastor, to organize a Juneteenth celebration from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Ochsner Park, marking the federal holiday. The official partnership is between the college and Humility Incorporated, a nonprofit organization set up by Hallman. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high of 91 and a heat index around 95. An isolated storm is possible. Mostly clear tonight, we drop to 73. Sunny, hot, and humid again for Tuesday with a high near 91, heat index around 96. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 76 at our studios.
99.7.
It's 8:03 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I told you, if Barry Manilow was celebrating his 81st birthday today, we were going to play the Copacabana. I don't lie about these types of things, people. Here he is with the Copacabana on 99.7 Max FM. Enjoy on this Monday.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down. His name was Rico, he wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copa? Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana.
Here
at the Copa, Copacabana. Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. She lost her love. Her name is Lola, she was a showgirl, but that was 30 years ago when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair. She sits there so refined and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost her Tony. Now she's lost her mind at the Copa, Copacabana. The hottest spot north of Havana.
Here
at the Copa, Copacabana. Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. Don't fall in love. Don't fall in love.
And more. Love Jack.
Something you say. Oh, tainted love.
99 Max FM.
Trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry.
summer, there's Bananarama. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 8 now. Nothing's bringing us down today, Finn. We just played Copacabana.
It's like we had our own discotheque for a moment there.
Oh, my gosh.
I was trying to find
song.
Some gold medallions to put around my neck, but no, I didn't find any.
I don't know why, but I love that song. It's so cheesy. It's so corny. It's like everything that you loved about weird music, but oh, it was Barry Manilow, and it was Copacabana, and it's just a great song. 81 years old today for Barry Manilow, by the way, which is why we pulled out the Copacabana this morning. I mean, I figure if Barry Manilow is still kicking it somewhere, then we can certainly play Copacabana, because nobody else is.
Right?
Somebody's got
it's
it on
a
record
just one of those
somewhere.
That you love to hear. It doesn't matter how much cheese is involved, you know?
And when it came to Barry Manilow music, let's face it, there was a lot of cheesiness involved. I mean, he should have like his own cheesy shrine right here in the great state of Wisconsin because there was a lot between Mandy and Copacabana, but
now,
so fun.
I'm curious to see how you will prepare because I know for a fact that tomorrow is Sir Paul McCartney's birthday.
I know. I've got to pull out the stops tomorrow. Yeah, we might play a few Beatles songs. Maybe we'll mix some Beatles in there, and then maybe we'll mix in some of the Wing stuff in there.
Nice.
We've got some options. We've got some options that we can pull out tomorrow. I'm all armed with a phone and a board now, and life is good. I can do anything. I feel kind of invincible over here playing all this stuff. So it's kind of fun. Super, super fun stuff. Now, here's something I want to talk about though this morning, because you know there's this annual study every single year about the Happy City Index, and it actually ranks the happiest cities in the world based on everything from their economic factors to how good the schools are. And there's a bunch of cities in Europe that topped the list this year. Big surprise, right? Denmark and Germany both have two cities in the top 10. Number one is actually Denmark's largest city, Aarhus, and if you look at the pronunciation of it versus how it's spelled, this is why I would never try to speak anything of the Scandinavian descent, because this does not add up at all. But anyway, Aarhus is the number one city in the world, at least the number one happiest city. One city in the U.S. isn't too far behind that, though. Minneapolis actually came in at number 18, which I think is interesting, because was climate weather factored in? Because there is something about a Minneapolis cold. I am telling you, I have said this before. You have to be a brave, brave soul to battle a Minneapolis cold. Like, it gets cold here, right? But there is something about a Minnesota cold that is just a whole lot different than everywhere else. We experienced several
brutal.
Of them. They are really brutal. But still, it's one of my favorite places in the world. I love Minneapolis. Now, this is actually the only city on this Happy City Index, though, to get the gold ranking. Ottawa, by the way, is the only city in Canada to get the gold ranking. According to results, though, the 10 happiest cities in America following Minneapolis on this list are Boston, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Salt Lake City. Madison, Wisconsin is also one of the big cities on this list. Yep. Pittsburgh, and then Rochester, New York, and Portland, Oregon, minus the upside-down rides that get stuck. It's fine. Of the 250 cities that they looked at, Johannesburg, South Africa, actually ranked dead last on this particular list, which I found interesting because I was like, oh, it's not a city in the southern United States or in Iowa. Okay, we've got that going for us, I guess. But this is an interesting list, and I love that Madison actually is considered a gold city on this
particular. They seem pretty happy in Madison. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a silver city, I should say. Again, Minneapolis, the only one to be in the gold ranking for the United States. But, you know, we can live vicariously. We're not that far away from Madison that I feel like we can
skip and a jump away from Madison.
Exactly. We can include ourselves in the happiest cities, places. I think we
Sauk
can
Sauk County,
do that.
Dane County, it's all good.
They're just a border. They just share a border. It's no big deal.
What were the factors, again, that they used to determine what these cities?
It's everything from the economy to the school system. So there's a wide range in between of the things that they're looking at. So, if that's kind of your factor, let me go to the actual list and see if they give me some more of the criteria. Okay, so here we go. It's everything from cultivation and growth, inclusive policies, the economy, mobility, environmental protection, access access to green areas or innovation that are important for not only official policies, but also for just having an all around conducive good life to get outside. You know, things that the cities have implemented as far as solutions tangible for residents and, you know, have direct impacts on the quality of their life. So, you know, I think in this area we're doing okay. I think mm-hmm. we're doing okay to be a silver mm-hmm. city. That's not horrible. Mm-hmm. I love that. So go visit some of these great cities, though. I mean, we've talked about it. If you get the chance to, like, ever do any overseas traveling, I think that is probably one of the coolest things and one of the best gifts you can give yourself, for sure. For sure.
If you're living in Denmark, how are you not going to be happy? Right? I mean, come on.
Right? I mean, I'm looking at the top list, right? And you've got Zurich, Switzerland, right in between, right after Uhlhaus. You have Berlin, Germany, and then you have Gothenburg, Sweden, Amsterdam, Netherlands, Helsinki, Finland, Bristol, United Kingdom, Copenhagen, Denmark, Geneva, Switzerland, Munich, Germany, Stockholm, Sweden, Rotterdam, Netherlands. I mean, the list kind of it's very European-centric. So that tells you everything you need to know about the quality of life that the Europeans are having. I think it's always funny, too, because when you talk to people who live in Europe, right, and then they find out that most Americans are doing five-day work weeks or sometimes six.
They just shake their heads.
They shake their heads. And then when they find out what our maternity and paternity leave, different companies are willing to give for maternity and paternity leave, they're also like, what do you mean you don't get to stay home for an entire year? Because there are some European countries where the mom gets an entire year of paid maternity leave or some sort of, a deduction in salary, but gets the option of coming back to her actual job. And then the dad gets the same option, like in the same year. So they can choose to do the same year. They can choose to have 2 years of life where the kid is just at home with mom and dad. And nobody thinks this is weird or asks questions about it. Here in the United States, there are some women that are expected to be back to work 4 weeks after they give birth.
Totally. And yeah.
Not all women are able to do that. Sometimes there's traumatic birth experiences. So talk to somebody from Europe about some of those things sometime. And they will just be like, what are you talking about? How awful is that?
Yeah, we need to work on that.
We got to catch up on as far as what they're doing in Europe. And, you know, I get it. And a lot of people will argue, well, they're paying higher taxes. They seem to be happy, though. This index tells me so. There is only one city in the United States that makes the gold list, and that is Minneapolis. Everybody else is in the silver or the bronze. I mean, which is not horrible. But at the same time, I feel like we could be doing better in this country, right? Like maybe just a little on some things. We've got some things figured out quite nicely. Mm-hmm. I won't deny that. And I feel very fortunate to live where we live. But there are some, you know, some things that they have figured out in other countries a lot better than we've been able to figure out around.
Again, if we could scale back to a 4-day work week or a 3-day work week.
Amazing. I just think of the families, though, that would really benefit from, you know, and you think about the maternity and paternity leave and some of the healthcare benefits are probably the biggest thing in Europe where we differ, right? And the work schedules and the quality of life versus work life. I think those are some of the biggest differences we have. But I even think about families who have had traumatic births, or all of a sudden that baby comes a lot earlier than was expected. And all of a sudden you can't do the daycare, or you're in the NICU for a while, or whatever the circumstances might be. Or you have a perfectly healthy baby and you can't imagine just turning around and going back to work. So I think of those types of things as the mom in me. Those are the
Though
things
I will say about. For this country, we have gotten a lot more accommodating in the workplace than we were, say, 15-20 years ago, even.
Yeah, you know, even I was very fortunate to be a stay-at-home mom, and I pretty much we had some help lined up in our house because we were both doing radio when Max was born, but it was still going to be very minimal that I was gone. And then that help ended up falling through, and then at that point, that's when we made the decision for me to go to basically a 2/3 time schedule, which we had a really cheap general manager. So as soon as I said I wanted to save him money, which is how we went into the conversation, done, no questions asked. All right. I'm saving this. You know how radio GMs are.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
I saved myself 5 cents this pay period. Yes, that was kind of how it went. So I felt I was very fortunate in that respect. And then eventually I just transitioned into becoming a full-time stay-at-home mom. And I don't regret any of that. But, there are people in this country especially who don't have other options. So I feel like we could do a little better on that front as far as some of our policies. But you're right. Yeah. We've come a long way over the years as well. We've come a long ways. But go check out this list if you so want. You just do a search for the Happy City Index and it's going to come right up. And you can see all the cool places that you should probably go visit at some point in time as well. So including right here in the United States. I don't want to rail on our country because we do some good things. And we do some things really, really well. But we could learn a thing or two. I think European countries could learn a thing or two from us in some aspects and vice versa, I think, for sure. So it's a never-ending process, I guess.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, when you go overseas and you experience a different culture and how they are, and then to come back home and spot the differences. It's always kind of interesting.
Yeah,
you absolutely. Go over there and you're a stranger in a strange land, mm-hmm. but then you kind of start, if you're over there long enough, you start adapting and adopting some of the...
Right. Yeah.
The niceties that they have.
Exactly. Cool. And even when it's just a short visit, you can get used to those things pretty darn quickly. And, it's always good to see that there's other ways of doing things as well. I don't think that hurts people either. If you ever do get the chance to travel overseas or that mm-hmm. is something that you have
broadens
on your mind.
Broadens the mind, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You can learn a lot just by doing a little traveling. And as we've said before, I mean, if you're a history person, Europe is where it's at because their country is far older than the United States. And there's some really cool stuff still standing over there that you can mm-hmm. learn from, mm-hmm. Or things that you've seen in textbooks going through school as a kid and stuff. Now you get to see it in real life, which is pretty awesome. Now, speaking of things that make us happy in this world, we got to talk about our pets of the week over at the Sauk County Humane Society. We love our pets. And even though there is sometimes a lot of work and you find yourself trekking around when it's hot and humid in the dark, that's okay because we do it because we love them, right? we have a couple of adorable faces this week and we want to start with our dog of the week, whose name is Red. Look at him. He's a cool dude. He is a 1.5-year-old Basset Hound mix, and he's built like a Basset Hound, but he looks like he's got a glab face. He's gorgeous, though. He's adorable. He was surrendered to the Humane Society due to his owner's health, and he's actually been in the care of the Sauk County Humane Society since December. Red is an active guy. He's short. He's stout. He's got a beautiful red coat. He is really pretty. He loves to go for walks, and he does fairly well on a leash. Now, he can be a little excitable and jumpy, so children and seniors probably should take a little caution around Red. He does love his treats, his toys, and he will actually sit. He is probably house trained. He has a really goofy personality, though, and he is anxiously awaiting for a forever home. He could share his home with the right dog and cats. He is neutered. He'll be microchipped, and he'll be up to date on his shots before he goes home. Since December, people, come on and give Red a fun place to romp around in this summer if you're interested. He really truly is adorable, and he really truly does look like a Basset in the body, but he's got
in the body
face.
Look at those ears.
He's adorable. So check him out if you want to add a really fun friend to the house. Now, he's a hound, so he's going to have a little bit of a nose on him. And just by letting him kind of get out and explore with that nose, you might take down some of that excitedness and that jumpiness. But, he also loves people, so that's a good thing as well. You can always train him to love people by being behaved. Trust me, I have an Aspen. it's when they're a little skittish of people, that's a little harder to come by. So yeah. Red is the complete opposite, though. He'd just make a really great family companion. Check him out if you're interested in adding a dog to the family. And then our cat of the week is Pookie. Oh, isn't she pretty? She is a 3-year-old brown and black domestic short hair mixed tabby. Beautiful green eyes, a huge fluffy tail. Pookie is very affectionate and she loves lap time. Getting attention, lots of pets. She enjoys being brushed as well. She does enjoy some toys. She prefers to be in your lap though. She's a perfect companion for the person who just wants a very chill kitty around around the house. Now, Pookie can be a little shy at first, but with patience, she'll be your best friend. She will be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before she goes home. She is just absolutely beautiful.
She's not messing around with those whiskers, is she?
No, she's not. They are good 2 inches long. They are awesome. And that tail to match. My goodness.
She's a cutie.
She's very striking. So check out Pookie if you're looking for a pretty chill cat to add to the house. Now, we mentioned it a little earlier, Finn. It's hot out. Today and tomorrow, it's going to be pretty brutal summertime heat. So this is the time of the year when you definitely want to take precautions with the pets, right? You mentioned it. If it's going to be really hot, don't leave them in a car, especially if you can't leave the car running or it's not going to be air conditioned, because it only takes a matter of moments for that car to get well over 100 degrees. And that obviously is not good for your pets. You know, maybe go run your errands, go home, get them later, take them for a pup cup or something like that. Something where they can enjoy Perfect. Time with you, but not have to be in the car. Now, you also want to watch for signs of heat stroke, excessive panting, heavy breathing and drooling. The dry mucous membranes are some sort of sign. And if that starts to happen to your pet because they've been outside too long, they've been exposed too long, you might want to take them into a cool area immediately. So we're talking a place with air conditioning, with fans. Place cool, not cold, wet towels around their neck, in between their arms, you know, with a little joints mat team up there, and offer some cool water. And then, of course, get a hold of your vet immediately. And also watch their paws. You mentioned it earlier, right? On this asphalt, if it's too hot for your hand, it's going to be too hot for their feet. That's always how I kind of test if Aspie's even going out for a potty, if I need to keep her on gravel or on the grass, because sometimes she wants to bolt into the road and go across to get the really good sniffs. So I always put my hand on the pavement to see how hot it actually is. Yep. And if it hurts my hand, nope, we're going to stay right over here. Sorry, girl, you got to sniff around right now because I don't have your booties on me. Now, of course, they do have a few upcoming events over at the Sauk County Humane Society, and you can go to their Facebook page and to their website to check those out. Some fundraisers, as it were, so, you know, help them out and take care of all these shelter animals. Now, of course, they always need a few items to help take care of all the animals. Bleach, laundry detergent, fabric softener, sheets right now, because there is a lot of laundry. They have a lot of pets in their care right now. And then they also need some, anybody who's willing to help out or can help out in this aspect, you might want to get a hold of them, because they need big truckloads of sand and pea gravel to fix their outdoor kennel areas. So if that's something that you think you can help with, if you've got a company who might be willing to contact them and help them out with that, you might want to get a hold of them over at the Sauk County Humane Society. And of course, their website is saukhumane.org. That's where you're going to find, information about volunteer orientation, which is coming up on Saturday, July 6th, where you're going to get phone numbers if you can, you know, provide them with a little gravel, and where you're also going to see photos of Pookie and Red, because they're waiting anxiously for a really great home, Finn. I love Pets of the Week. Yeah. They're adorable.
Couple of cuties here
They
today.
Really, really are. We say that every week, but it's true every single true. Week. It's true every single week. So check them out and let's get them into good homes, especially Red, who's been there since December. You know, he's used to a family and he's used to a home. So this would be, it's important to get him out of the shelter, even though he's getting amazing care and getting back into a place that he's a little bit more familiar with, like love and homes and a big backyard to run around in. Because I'm telling you, I had one with short legs at one point in time. They can get around just like one of those big dogs. They make their way around. They can zoomie just as well. Let me tell you.
Well, you've seen a corgi, right? I mean, those little pups, they can cruise.
They can cruise.
And they got those tiny little legs.
They do have tiny legs, but they have big fluffy butts. So they're adorable. And I can kind of relate with tiny legs and fluffy butts. Like I can, spirit animal is what that is. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Partly sunny today, hot and humid, a high around 91. That heat index going to feel more like it's around 95. An isolated thunderstorm not out of the question this afternoon either. Mostly clear down to 73 tonight. Then tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid, a high around 91. Heat index going to be right up there again, right around 96. Right now, it's 75.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
See and hear majestic cranes as the sun sets while enjoying local fare, wine, beer, and non-alcoholic beverages at the annual Evening with the Cranes at the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. The event will be held on Saturday, June 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m. Stroll the grounds and learn the foundation's conservation story from local and regional staff. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased at savingcranes.org.
It's 8:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great Monday. I know it's a Monday. Weekend time is so much better. But here we are. It's Eddie Money. Take me home tonight.
Love.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:35 right now. And if you're traveling through the great state of Minnesota and you happen to get pulled over, don't be surprised if a cop starts out by asking you some weird random question like, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream? Officers in Minnesota need a new icebreaker because there's a new law that bans them from actually asking, do you know why I pulled you over? And there are two reasons for this. Number one, the state doesn't want people making spontaneous confessions, especially in cases where law enforcement may be fishing for one. And two, they don't want officers asking people questions except in a formal interrogation setting where they're already Mirandized. Criminal justice advocates were pushing for this change. Local law enforcement, though, is on board. In fact, the police have faced pressure to ban all pretextual stops where a cop will pull over a driver for a minor infraction to talk to them and conduct a search. These kinds of stops have led to very dangerous escalations. We've all seen the news, right? They're still allowed, but now the officer has to admit at the start that it's something minor and not some sort of open-ended question. Justice advocates hope this change is a bit of a start, but for now, there aren't any real consequences for any cops who continue asking, do you know why I pulled you over? They don't even have evidence thrown out after they ask it. So making their jobs maybe a little less dangerous in some cases and helping people who might be getting pulled over as well, right? Maybe a win-win situation. I think there's still ongoing talks for these types of things to make it conducive for everybody. But thank you, by the way, to the police officers, state patrolmen, anybody who's out there doing that job. We do appreciate you keeping us safe, even if sometimes you got to give us a ticket because we do stupid things like speed. We still appreciate you each and every day. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Hot and humid today and tomorrow. Corey Hartman's going to tell us more in just a minute. We're also going to have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to smash a computer with a baseball bat or take a sledgehammer to a pile of dishes? How about squirting paint all over a canvas or a friend? If letting off steam in a unique way appeals to you, contact Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City. Rage rooms are perfect for work parties, bachelor, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, and more. Rage rooms are for those ages 16 and up, and paint splatter rooms are open to all. Go to disorderlyconductragerooms.com to book your session.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. AMCHealth.com.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Inger. Final state champions were crowned this past weekend at Uline Soccer Park in Milwaukee for the girls' soccer tournament. Muskego gets the win for Division One. They get a 2-1 win over Kimberly. Wanakee fell to Kimberly in the round prior to that, 1-0 the final in that matchup. In Division Two, it was Oregon with a 3-0 win over River Falls to advance on to the title game. They took on Whitefish Bay after Whitefish Bay got the 1-0 victory over Cedarburg. And then Oregon ends up winning, shutting out Whitefish Bay and scoring one goal of their own. In Division Three, Plymouth got the 4-0 win over Rice Lake to move on to the title game. Ended up taking on Catholic Memorial after Memorial got the 1-0 shutout win against McFarland. And then Plymouth 2-1, the victory against Catholic Memorial there for the Division III title. And then finally for Division IV, it was Cedar Grove Belgium staying unbeaten for the whole season. First a 6-0 win over Regis McDonald Central Catholic. And then the Prairie School got a 7-1 win over Kiel. Then that title game saw Cedar Grove Belgium with a 5-1 win over the Prairie School for the championship. All the details about that and all of the tournaments, as that was the final spring sport to crown champions. You can find all the details and brackets at WIAWI.org. Congratulations to all the teams and athletes on their fantastic seasons. Game 5 of the NBA Finals will be tonight, as the Mavericks were able to hold off elimination with a home victory in Game 4. But now Boston has the opportunity to win the NBA Finals on their home court for this Game 5. 7:30 is going to be the tip-off for it tonight on ABC. In the Stanley Cup Final, Edmonton was able to hold off elimination, finally breaking out and scoring 8 goals to get an 8-1 win back on Saturday. Those two teams will play Game 5 of that series, which again, Florida wins just like in the NBA series. Florida leads that series 3-1. 7 o'clock tomorrow night is going to be the puck drop for it. And it was a back-and-forth final round, but Bryson DeChambeau comes out on top over Rory McIlroy in the U.S. Open. 6-under for Bryson to win his second major and second U.S. Open. Rory just one stroke off there with 5-under, and then Tony Finau and Patrick Cantlay were both tied for third with rounds of 4-under. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high of 91 and a heat index around 95. An isolated storm is possible. Mostly clear tonight, we drop to 73. Sunny, hot, and humid again for Tuesday with a high near 91, heat index around 96. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 77 degrees.
99.7.
It's 8:41 right now. We hope that you are having a great Monday so far. Coffee and donuts all the way around. It's how we get through an adult at our best. It's not just good on a Monday, by the way. That goes for any old day of the week. Got to treat yourself sometimes. Joan Jett now.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. Strong. Playing my favorite song. It's all the same. So I'll take you home where we can be alone. Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
Oh,
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 844 right now. And Finn, you know, earlier we were talking about the happiest city index and all of the cities across the country that made that. And we were talking a little bit about different things that Europe does versus how we do things in the United States. And Monica sent me a message over on my Facebook page saying that her daughter and her son-in-law currently live in the UK for his job. And she said the amount of things that they get as far as, you know, we were talking about maternity leave and paternity leave. She said it's absolutely astronomically different compared to what happens here in the United States. So yeah. She's like, for the better, keeping, you know, helping families and making sure that the little ones, you know, have mom and dad around for a little bit longer in a lot of cases. So she wholeheartedly agrees that we could take a few lessons here in the United States on how we go about that with our families. So
yeah. We have some things we should work on for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for the message this morning, Monica. We do appreciate it. She agrees, though, living here in the United States, she says, is pretty darn awesome. But she's like, you know, we could learn a thing or two about some things as well. So I totally, totally understand what she's saying there. Before we jump into these calendar days, you know, and look at things that we can celebrate today and really help us just get through a Monday, we do want to remind everybody that on Wednesday, Baraboo is going to be holding their first ever Juneteenth celebration. And I am super excited about this. This is going to be really, really awesome. It's going to be over at Ochsner Park from 10 until 3. It's free. It's open to everybody. I know you've been talking about it on the news this morning, but this is really just a day full of joy, unity, and a whole lot of cultural enrichment. And they're going to have live music. They're going to have some poetry, some really delicious foods, games, interactive education. And while all this is going on, it's really to solidify a whole lot of community spirit at the same time. And it's brought to us by Humility Incorporated and Madison College. Now, if you do want more information, you can do just a quick Facebook search for Humility Incorporated. I promise it's going to come up really, really quickly. And if you want more information, you want to talk to somebody who's kind of behind this whole thing, Antoine Hallman actually joined us Friday to tell us about this Juneteenth event. He's kind of the point person here in Baraboo. 448-8974 is his number. You can also call him if you're looking for some volunteer opportunities, because they're looking for some setup, some cleanup, and all of that good stuff. And he would be the guy to contact if maybe you want to help out with this Juneteenth event on Wednesday over at Ochsner Park. So cool stuff happening. Can't wait to get over there. Definitely. On Wednesday and check it all out. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Now, we've got some good things that we can celebrate here today. Oh, and by the way, Juneteenth is now a federal holiday. That happened about 3 years ago, in case you didn't know that. So some of you won't be at work on Wednesday. So this is a great excuse to get over there and check out the events. Or maybe you are one of the people who has to work. Maybe come over, check out what's going on over your lunch hour, get some amazing food. I mean, that's another opportunity as well. So you don't have to be there the whole day, but even just coming over and checking it out for a few minutes. Yeah, for a few minutes even. We understand life gets a little busy, but it will be a really cool day over at Ochsner Park. All right, so calendar days, some things that we can celebrate. Now, I am very, very thankful for these human beings. It's Global Garbage Man Day. So the people that come around and take care of all of our trash and all of our garbage and make sure that, you know, our worlds are a cleaner place, I am very appreciative of them, especially when things get to overflow a little bit and the raccoons have decided they want to take over those garbage cans.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Well, we're certainly glad that they do it, because this world would be a much grosser place without them, that's for sure. It's also Ride to Work Day, also known as International Motorcycle and Scooter Ride to Work Day. So, you know, if you want a little breeze in the, a little wind in the hair, a little breeze in the face, today might be a day to get out the scooter or the motorcycle and get yourself to work that way. It's also Take Your Cat to Work Day. Well, this probably only works if your cat loves people. You know, and most are probably not going to be super conducive to being out in public if they're like any other cat. Now, I know our vet, they have lots of cats that are always roaming around, and some of them love people, some of them do not. Aspie's always very curious, and when they see her coming, they're like, no, we're going behind this counter where that thing cannot get to me. Take Your Cat to Work Day if your cat is social. I guess the biggest challenge there would be getting your cat in the car.
They do not like that.
They do not, as it turns out. And I can't imagine if you decide to take your cat to work day on ride to work day, how they're going to feel about the wind in their little faces. Probably, right. Probably not so good. Probably not. Not what we know about cats, right? It's also World Crocodile Day today. I feel like we need to channel Steve Irwin or something. I know he's no longer with us, but maybe his daughter, Bindi, who's been pretty awesome, trying to keep his memory alive and do conservation across the globe. But World Croc Day today. And again, that's crocodile. I wanted to make sure we pointed that out so you're not
the Crocs
pulling out
that
the
you
shoes.
Wear.
Yeah, nobody needs more of those in life. I promise. Nobody needs more of those. So I wanted to clarify that one. And then, of course, there's always food ones that we have to celebrate. And on Monday, it's National Eat Your Vegetables Day. I guess it depends on what vegetable it is, right? And how far we're willing to go on National Eat Your Vegetable Day. But some vegetables are not created like others. I'm looking at you, Beets. Nobody wants Mm-mm. you. Unless you're pickled and in a salad covered with dressing, then maybe.
And then.
It's you got to be in the right mood. Now, I've
said
this
before. Would you say that's like your least favorite, or do you have one that is more despised than beets?
Oh, more despised than beets. Beets are probably right up there. I am also not a snap pea person. I don't like pea pods. I don't like them at all. And they come in a lot of my Chinese food, and that's part of the reason I don't really love Chinese food, because there's always pea pods and snap peas in them, and I don't really love those. I like regular peas. I like green, just the regular peas that you put on a plate. I think those are delicious. But I do not love snap peas, and I do not like the pea pods. I am okay without those.
What's your stance on lima beans?
I'm okay with lima beans. Now, are they my go-to? Am I going to go to the store and be like, ooh, I just have to have these lima? No, I'm probably not going to do that. But sometimes I'll be like, maybe we should do a lima bean or two tonight. You know, once in a great while, we pull out the lima beans. We love a lot of green beans. We do a lot of broccoli and cauliflower out here. Carrots, if everything is cooked really mushy, because, well, that's how Corey Hartman likes his veggies.
I love carrots,
it's got to be like mash, like baby mash, before he'll eat most veggies. We do a lot of asparagus out here on Goose Poop Pond, a lot of Brussels sprouts as well, sweet potatoes, regular potatoes, if you can count them as, an actual veggie and not a carb. So we do a lot of those types of things. Corn on and off, only because there's not a ton of nutritional value in corn. But who doesn't love a good ear of corn on the cob at
certain
times
corn,
of the year,
come
right?
On. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not stupid either, people. There's no nutritional value, but I also know what's tasty. So we do a lot of corn on the cob too. So
yeah, your vegetable palate sounds broader than mine does. You seem to be a little bit more, because I'm also not a big fan of squash.
I love squash.
Do you?
It's so good.
Yeah.
I do. It's got to be cooked the right way, though. Like, if you make it into a zoodle, that's cool. I like zoodles. And if you're going to just cook me a squash, it's got to be the acorn squash, or it's got to be the butternut squash. And those are delicious when you cut them in half and then you put them in the oven with a little brown sugar on them. Now, obviously, I use a brown sugar substitute because me. But I use a little brown sugar substitute, little grass-fed butter on. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. And then if you roast them well enough, again, I've told the story before, going to a supper club, Dave and Wendy Grant, my husband can attest, I was basically licking my plate because they brought me roasted squash and I got so excited. And then the gentleman a couple tables over wanted no part of his squash. And I was like, I'll eat it. So he hadn't touched it and the waitress brought it to me. So I got extra squash. It was my birthday, so I can do those things. But I love squash. It kind of depends, though. I love zucchini. Zucchini's delicious.
I love zucchini.
I love to make zucchini boats, zoodles out of my zucchinis, all of that kind of stuff. And when it comes to squash, by the way, I call those squoodles. Squoodles are what I like to call my squash noodles. What else do we do? We do a lot of veggies out here, and that's mostly because of me. My big go-to for snack anymore is baby carrots with mini cucumbers dipped in hummus. I do a lot of that. That's a snack. Sometimes that's lunch, too, or part of my lunch as well. So I do a lot of of veggies, lots of veggies.
So beets basically are your most despised.
They are, and it depends. Like I've said this before. I've had a few really good pickled beet salads around the area. I have to be in the right mood for that, though. I'm not going to just go into a place going, "Ooh, give me your pickled beet salad." I have to be in the right mood for it. But I will say the ones I've had are delicious, and that is kind of my extent on beet eating. I'm done after that. I will not parlay any further into the beets, because at least when they come to your table and they're pickled and they're in a salad, they're smothered in salad dressing as well. So, you know, you can mix them with other flavors that are also in the salad, like
right.
candied pecans.
You pour
and
enough
stuff.
Dressing over them, and that
exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
takes away the disgustingness.
Exactly. But the pickled variety I found are a little less obtrusive than like just a cooked beet. That's what I found when I've eaten my salads and they're pickled beets. So I do eat a lot of
beets.
Veggies, don't I? I do eat a lot of veggies.
Yeah.
I guess I always think that my veggie palate's pretty limited until I actually go through the list of what I eat on a regular basis. And it is quite a bit of stuff. And then, of course, if you want something more delicious than a veggie today, and who doesn't, it's also National Apple Strudel Day, which sounds, that sounds way better than any veggie, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Way better than beets, for sure.
It's considered fruit, Finn. So I feel like this could be healthy depending on how you do it, right? I mean, it's got apple in the title. So anything with apple in the title it should be healthy, right? It's like ice cream. It's a dairy. It's technically
exactly.
healthy. It's fine.
It's nutritional.
Exactly. You can say whatever you want. It's Monday and it's going to be hot. We're allowed to do whatever we want when we're talking about these temperatures. Partly sunny today, hot and humid. Speaking of that, 91 for a high. Heat index going to feel more like it's around 95. We do have a chance for an isolated thunderstorm later today. Mostly clear tonight, down to 73. That's our low. 73 is our low. So you know it's going to be warm. Sunny, hot, and humid again tomorrow with a high near 91. Heat index going to make it feel more like it's 96. Right now, it is 77.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors.
I'm here today with Steve Lisser, Manager of Environmental Health at Public Health Sauk County. Steve, what is your team's main role?
Our goal is to protect Sauk County residents, visitors, and businesses by ensuring safety standard compliance. We do that by licensing and inspecting over 1,600 food and recreational establishments throughout the county.
That's a lot of places to keep an eye on. Is there anything you want the public to know as we head into summer?
Spring and summer is when we see a lot of new businesses starting up. Before you get started, please call us to ensure you're licensed properly. If you're taking ownership of a previously licensed business, you will need a new license.
How can the public learn more about your programs?
Visit our page on the Sauk County website under Environmental Health or call us at 608-355-4327.
This has been the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Big deals.
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.